Happy Friday. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee. I'm your host, Rick Alexander. Today's quote comes from Dominic Mallory. Our lives are mere flashes of light in an infinitely empty universe. In 12 years of education, the most important lesson I've learned is that what we see as normal living is truly a travesty of our potential. In a society so governed by superficiality, appearances, and petty economics, dreams are more real than anything in the so-called real world. Refuse normalcy. Beauty is everywhere. Love is endless. And joy bleeds from our everyday existence. Embrace it. I love you all my friends, family, and community. I'm ceaselessly grateful from the bottom of my heart for everyone. The only thing I can ask of you is to stay free of materialism. Remember that every day contains a universe of potential. Exhaust it. Live in love so immensely that when death comes, there's nothing left for him to take. Because wealth is love, music, sports, learning, family, and freedom. Above all, stay gold. There's a basic ordering of how the world works. It's a rhythm to how things happen, if you will. And this underlying rhythm is meant to shake the sleeping self and to wake us up to who we really are and the opportunities that we really have. As many of you know, or perhaps don't yet know, we can go for years sleepwalking through life, putting things on autopilot and just generally accepting what is without ever asking ourselves what it could be. And so the rhythm goes order, disorder, reorder. This is the symbolism in the phoenix, the archetypal bird that voluntarily goes through its own death so that it can be born anew. In the hero's journey, the rhythm is described as ordinary world, underworld, and then return. At first, we're just going through our lives, however good or bad we know them to be. We don't necessarily know that anything is amiss because it's all that we've ever known. Eventually, however, something will happen that will just thrust us into chaos. Perhaps we're unexpectedly invited on a trip that changes our life, or perhaps we have something stable fall apart, like a marriage or a job, or perhaps the entire world goes through a pandemic. In any case, we descend into the underworld of disorder and chaos. Of course, it's never guaranteed that we reemerge. And so for those of you that read my new book, most of it is all about how do you make sense of your life while you're in the underworld. The important thing to remember is that the only way out is through. This is what we're going to talk about today. So what's important to understand is that you can't ever go back to the ordinary world, no matter how much you want to. You can't turn around and you can't unknow what you know. See, lots of people grow in some way and then they find that their old life no longer suits them like it used to. Sometimes when we've grown, we've got to just find a new place to be planted. Now, in modern times, this doesn't mean you have to move or get new friends. It can look like all kinds of things. Maybe your job changes or the books you read change. Who knows? You've got to be willing to ask yourself, what is it that the new you needs? You left your ordinary world because in our life, things aren't permanent. And so we're always evolving or descending. And right now, the gap between people that evolve and descend is widening at a faster rate than it ever has before. And you can think about the fit are getting fitter and the not so fit are definitely going in the other direction. And so consciousness is expanding and yet in some, it is diminishing. And this is why it's so important to recognize where you are in the rhythm of your life. The truth is that the phoenix shows up many times with her offer to be reborn. But most of us are so attached to what's comfortable and what we've known that we don't take it. We don't emerge from the ashes, so to speak. To set the stage, because most of us have seen our lives shifted so dramatically in the last few months, I want to talk about Alice in Wonderland. For those of you that remember my breakdown of the movie, I think it was on the old podcast channel, the part that's worth understanding was her disposition toward the new world, right? So what do you do when nothing is like it was? So in the movie, she kind of goes down the rabbit hole, and then all of the rules to reality aren't what she's known them to be, right? And so for most, this is a pretty destabilizing moment because we kind of hinge our sanity on our attachment to how things are. It's like we create order in our lives by understanding, kind of like I talked about in the last podcast, the cause and effect of different things. So in the movie, though, instead of being freaked out the whole time or just binge-watching Netflix, hoping everything will return to normal, she approaches the world with courage and curiosity. And that's the only way that you learn what the new rules are. Right now, as the economy slips into disorder, have you taken time to begin to learn the new rules? Have you taken the time to ask for what you need? See, without courage and curiosity, it's likely that you will merely survive the descent into chaos. But can I be honest with you? I don't think that we're here merely to survive. I think we're more than that, because we're adaptable and resilient beyond measure, and we can summon courage we didn't even know that we had. We have soul gifts from another world, and it's just so wildly inaccurate to believe that we have to accept our lives as is. The world progresses simply because some people don't accept what they're given, and they see through the facade of normalcy and mediocrity. Now, I want to put a disclaimer here, because are there times when we just have to survive our lives? Of course. All of these people that tell you that, like, right now you have to be learning a new skill or reading a million books or learning a new language or working out in your living room for 4 hours a day, they're detached from reality. They're hyped up on their own self-righteous attitude, because the truth is, for some of us, we just need to chill. Sometimes the heavies come hard. Sometimes it's all we can do to get out of bed. Fear's running rampant. Senses of identity have been taken. Escapism is running rampant. Some have lost their job, relationships. Some have lost friends. Listen, chaos is chaos, and it can be damn difficult to get through. But at some point, maybe you just start to notice things a little bit differently. You know, like, notice that first sip of coffee in the morning. Be grateful for it. Or even how, amidst a time where everything's really been taken from us, you still have an astounding amount to be thankful for. You still have so much. And I don't know, you know, like, I don't know your thing, but I will say that eventually, if you can lean into more gratitude and recognize what it is that you do have, you can begin to work outward from there. Eventually, we'll all get to the point where it's time to rebuild. And that's what I want to talk about. The one thing I've noticed about myself in my earlier years and many of my clients is that when things go wrong and you find yourself in disorder, all most of us want to do is go back. We want to return to normalcy and get back to when things weren't so bad. And that's for good reason, because it sucks when you can't make sense of what's going on in your life. Like, a lot of us are feeling that. But I would also say that to do that is to miss the opportunity that's hidden in the chaos. The most important question I ever asked myself, I was in the middle of my business and relationship and life all falling apart at the same time. Like, all of those were just kind of a cascading effect into chaos. But then I kind of was like, I felt myself wanting to return to normal. And then I just kind of asked the question, but how do I transcend? See, for whatever reason, normal led me here. And in fact, normal led us all here right now. So maybe normal isn't what we want. Maybe normal puts us back in the same place in 2 more years. Right now, we're all going to have to begin asking ourselves, how do we want to rebuild our lives, our businesses, our social habits? So while we have some space from them, we should ask, what wasn't working for us? See, normalcy feels tempting when you're in chaos, but if we're being completely honest with ourselves, it's likely that there were many parts of our lives that we didn't truly care for at all. And maybe this time, we let those parts die in the wreckage so that whatever lives we get to go back to has that new car smell. You know what I mean? You know that moment when you're lonely and you look back at a relationship after a breakup and you start to only remember the good things about it? And you ask yourself, why could you have ever left or let it slip away? Because right now you're sad as hell and you just want to go back, right? And before you call your ex or text them, right after your friends leave the bar, what you actually need is someone to sit you down in front of a projector and show you all of the ways that you were unhappy. So let this time be that for you. Yes, we want restaurants to reopen and we want safety and security, but man, I think we have the right to ask for so much more. The truth is, our country's been asleep for a long time. We've prioritized material, and while we did, the planet suffered. Our souls suffered. And for some reason or another, most likely because we never would have pulled ourselves over to check our direction, the cosmos came and kind of slapped our entire planet in the face. Look, there will be people who cannot let go of their old standards and values. Right now, people will be making power grabs while stocks are low, and believe me, lots of people who benefit from the way things have always been will be heralding us in that direction. But I don't know, like suicide rates are higher than they've ever been. Same thing goes for opioid addiction. And while it's likely that massive systems will begin to usher us in a certain direction, we should recognize that we always have a right to our own sovereignty. We can ask the questions for ourselves. We can choose to live deeper experiences now. And if the world's going to change, it's going to be you and I that have to do the heavy lifting. Guarantee it. Right now, we've clearly moved from order to disorder. I'd hate for our desperation for normalcy to make us miss the opportunity for reorder. You know, for the courageous and the curious few, we have a chance to rebuild in a new way. I hope you take it. Also, I love you. Hope you have an amazing week, and we'll talk later on Morning Coffee. We'll be right back.